This is the Finding Business Happy podcast with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketVeep. This show is all about helping you to live your best life inside and outside of work as a leader in business. Because let's face it, what's important is finding your business happy. Thanks for joining us today on the Finding Business Happy podcast. Today we're talking about how money secrets are costing you in your business. And as we all know, sometimes money can be the barrier between being stuck where you are or breaking through the next level. And whether that is having or not having a budget, using it properly, hidden revenue, or even misaligned goals, all of which influence your growth trajectory. These four common secrets have helped us get clients to the next level, and we're sharing them today. So the first one we come across often is not having clear reporting between your tools, like things like ads into a CRM like HubSpot to be able to see which channels drive the most ROI. Some of the questions we think about are, you know, do you know your best performing channels, or are your best performing pieces of sales copy closing the deal? The most open document that leads to a closed deal? What is the messaging in there? What kind of email is it? And we're not just talking about marketing and sales. This really applies to many different kinds of platforms being connected. So for example, closing the loop on revenue, whether that be through a financial tool into your CRM or even your ERP. Literally, when things are not connected, they're disjointed and siloed and you end up flying blind. So without connecting your marketing tools with your revenue tools, and with that being CRMs, finance platforms, or ERPs to name a few, there really is a disconnect between the arms and the legs end up moving in different directions blindly. And so here's a simple example we see all the time. If you knew that one channel drove more deals by 75% faster conversion rate, wouldn't you invest more time and energy in that channel than the one that only had a conversion rate of 10%? But, you know, many people don't want to share the revenue numbers within the company, but all that information informs the other departments. And without sharing these revenue numbers, your money secret is keeping it hidden in those silos. Another one we see often is not investing in marketing. So we have prospects come in and really have zero budget. They have no internal marketing team, but they want to grow by 150% or many times even more than that. And they only want to spend a couple $1,000s. And so I wish it was, but unfortunately, it's just not possible to reach those kinds of goals. And so the old adage is, you know, you get what you pay for, or it takes money to make money. It speaks the truth to some degree. So your investment goals should match your growth goals. The amount of money invested should be measured by not just short, quick wins, but looking at long-term investment to growth. You would never measure an HR department strictly on a number of hires. But when you measure that department, you look at the whole picture of longevity amongst many other important KPIs. You would not use an HR department for a couple of months and then never use them the rest of the year. It is something that is constant and it needs care and attention. And marketing is really no different. If you strictly only measure marketing by number of leads, you're missing out on what we would consider the full picture. So marketing helps push leads through nurture campaigns, creates automations, lead scoring, builds new campaigns, tests, supports sales enablement activities, and so many other components that contribute to the overall company health. And a buying cycle is very rarely a straight line to click and buy, unless we're talking about Amazon. It is so rare now that you just click and buy, and that's the end of the deal, especially in B2B. And so the other component to consider is where you're starting in the process. Some people come in and have zero marketing, have never run an ad, have no marketing person, no email campaigns, have unsegmented lists, no sales process documented, and even sometimes zero lead list. So literally starting with zero leads in a CRM, nobody in there to nurture. And all of these things contribute to how much should be invested to get to the foundation and the basics, unless you're willing to wait to reach those goals. So if you start the race at halfway to the finish line, it's going to be a lot quicker versus if you're at the starting line or just lacing up your shoes at home. And so there really are multiple components that need to take place in order to convert leads. And companies who skip steps or only focus on quick, cheap tactics don't have sustained growth and many times have these kind of knee-jerk reactions to changing things up at a cadence where algorithms have even a hard time to adjust. And we can't get baseline data out of those instances. And it's not best practice. You know, patience and persistence towards the goal will always win in the long run. So invest in calculated channels and commit to them for at least a year. Give them the chance to build and grow and drive in proper ROI. Don't expect to write a blog, rank organically that month, and have 100% traffic growth. It's not reasonable. I wish I could say that I have not had to have these conversations for that particular instance, but I have. And you know, that being said, everyone has budgets, margins, even bumper lanes, right? That we all kind of need to stay within. And I'm by no means saying throw budget to the wind, but that your goal should really match your budget. So if you have a modest growth goal, be realistic about the budget needed to get there. Set incremental micro goals, but stay the course for that long-term big win growth. Another money secret that costs companies is spending without the data to back it. So we had a company inquire about a new website, what we would call a full blow up, new navigation, new content, new page layouts, migration into a new CMS, a new theme, the works. And they came in, they were all excited. They said, we want to do all of this wonderful stuff. And we have a $75,000 budget for the whole project. And in theory, it sounds great, right? They're willing to invest. Check. Has budget. Check. Knows what they want and what the result should be. Check. But when we asked them the next question, they really looked at it like we were crazy. And we said, you know, do you have data that backs the changes that you're looking to make? Are you running a tool like Hotjar or Crazy Egg to see real user data behind how these proposed changes will kind of impact your existing inquiries? Mind you, the only source that the sales team was using currently to get leads. And their answer was, nope, we have none. This is just kind of our gut and our feeling of what we want the aesthetic to look like. And so when the heat map was actually overlaid, do you know what happened was that new navigation that they were looking to build out and replace the old one with, almost 90% of that traffic was going to just two pages on their site, direct from that main homepage navigation, both which had originally been on the map to be removed. And so talk about tanking SEO if those pages were removed, or what do you think would have happened to their sales team? I would imagine they would have been pretty frustrated and upset, understandably. And so in this case, it wasn't just about having the money to make those changes, but making sure the decisions you make with budget are informed by real data, user data, sales data, marketing data, as much data as you can get your hands on. And so the more informed you can be by closing the loop on your data, the better your end result will be at the end of the day. And so if you ever experienced this or have a colleague struggling, please share this episode in the resources section. I'll make sure to drop some of our tools and help articles in there. One of the toughest money secrets that's costing you probably is if you're using old school channels without the ability to measure. So we've had companies who have, say, for the last decade spent on traditional marketing channels, and now they're starting to switch to digital. And that historical growth of their company has solely relied on things like trade shows, print, postcards, and online magazines. And we ask, you know, them when they come in, what is the ROI that you've seen by each channel? And they're really very, very rarely able to say a specific revenue number. And what their answer usually is around brand awareness. We can't put our finger on it, but we've done this forever. We know that it gets our name out, but there's really no KPI or measurement associated to it. And so some of the budgets can be anywhere from $50,000 to up over $100,000 a year spent on these traditional methods, but there's no ROI attached, yet they continue to run them. And mostly just because it's what they've always done. And so when COVID happened, we saw a massive influx in businesses shifting from once, you know, what we would consider only boots on the ground over to digital. The lockdown changed everything. No more trade shows, no more door knocking, and no one picking up their mail or even their faxes in some cases daily. So it made traditional selling channels not only challenging, but obsolete, and forced a whole new level of openness to try new ways to get the job done. And so in the example that I was talking about running an online magazine ads, there are lots of ways to capture who those leads are and how much volume is coming from that paid channel. We can use things like UTM tracking, referral analysis, even create a custom landing page for the offer and capture the leads direct. And so without running them to a landing page or even a HubSpot form, you leave yourself relying only on the online publication for leads and also importantly, the analytics, right? We've had people show a list of just names from the publication, no emails associated to those names. So their salespeople had to attempt to match up that name to somebody that was in an industry that they might have had multiple people with that name in. Or we've had a random number given to them and say, this is the total number of traffic that this ad on our publication drove to your website, but not a single name. And so it's important to know, you know, what they're going to provide for reporting, for tracking, and what lead quality qualifications that they're going to share with you when you publish or use traditional channels. And so there's a great tool called Postalytics. It triggers from an automation in HubSpot, but can send traditional things like postcards to leads who meet certain criteria with a lead score. And so it's just one example of a tool that takes traditional and merges it with the technology. But the rule of thumb is use connections and tools that leverage these kind of old school traditional methods, but don't let us have the blind spots and don't blindly spend on these channels that can't be measured. In our resources section, I'm going to drop some articles and tools to help guide you through some of these common issues. I hope uncovering some of these common money secrets and revenue hidden in corners will help you get peace of mind and find your business happy. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Finding Business Happy podcast. Thank you for listening to Finding Business Happy with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketBeep. If you want a roadmap to finding and keeping your business happy, download our free guide now at marketveep.com/happy.